Today's daf is Erichin daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis, four lines before the end of the page. We are right in the middle of the Lashon Hara sugya, about a daf and a half straight of Inyanim relating to Lashon Hara. We got here because we were in a series of Mishnayos that were discussing various penalties, fines, or otherwise monetary payments that are both Lahakel Ulahachmir, that depending on the situation could sometimes be a Kula, sometimes be a Chumra. One of those situations is a Motzi Shemra, that a Motzi Shemra has a set amount of money that a person pays for being Motzi Shemra. Doesn't matter who he's Motzi Shemra against, whether it's a Gedolah Shabakuna or a Katana Shabisrael, it's always going to be Mea. So in that context, the Mishnah just made a passing comment that you see that Motzi Shemra, that words are so powerful that for words alone, a person has to pay 100 Sela, whereas an Osa Maisa, someone's Ona, some Afata that we had in the Mishnah before on Yudalad Amud Beis, only pays half that amount. So once we speak about the potency of words, the Mishnah also mentions that the Gezar Din of the Jews in the Midbar was Nechtam only because of Lashon Hara, and only because of the power of words, and the Gemara went on to discuss various Inyanim relating to Lashon Hara. So says the Gemara on the four lines from the bottom of the page. Hey chidami lishna bisha. Well, it seems to be the most fundamental question about Lashon Hara. What is Lashon Hara? Give an example of what would be considered Lashon Hara. So the Gemara gives a fairly startling example. Amar Rabba, it changes to on the side, Kigonda Amar Ika Nura Beplanya. A person says there's a fire in so-and-so's house, not like a raging fire, meaning a fire on his stovetop. As Rashi says, Demashma Ashirhu, Vakol Shah, Matsuyesh Bebeso, Levashel Tavshilin. Makes it sound like he's a wealthy guy, and therefore he's always able to be cooking food, he's always able to cook food, there's always some food being cooked in his house. That's considered Lashon Hara. So Amle Abaye, my coffee, Glimil Sabalmahu. What do you mean? That's like saying his house is red. What difference does it make whether there's a fire going in his house or not? How is that considered Lashon Hara? So says Gemara, Ela demapik belishna bisha, damer hechel mishtakach nura ela beplanya, dika bisra vikavri. A person says it with a negative tone, as if to say, where can you find fire except for in this guy's house where there's always stuff on the stove? Which the tone alone is the problem. The words aren't really a problem. It's gilim milsa bi'amahu. There's nothing in the words that you're saying that's really bad. But when you say it with a negative tone, so people say, oh, what's he really getting at? Oh, he must be saying that this guy is very stingy, that he's a glutton, and you know, they'll fill in the blanks in terms of the listener will fill in the blanks based on the tone that is being used. So that's how far Lashon Hara goes. Even though I didn't say anything bad about him, still that's considered Lashon Hara based on the tone alone. Amar Rabba, kol nusa d'misam be'ape mara lespa mishum lishna bisha. Anything that's said in front of the person himself is not a problem of Lashon Hara. I mean, if you want a good check to know whether what you're saying is Lashon Hara, would you say it in front of the fellow that you're saying it about? Armalei Kolshkin Chutzpah of Lashon Bisha says, well, what do you mean? That's even worse. It's Lashon Hara and it's Chutzpah if you're going to say it in front of the person. Meaning, you don't save yourself the Yisra of Lashon Hara just because you say the Lashon Hara in front of the person about whom you're speaking. So Armalei Anak Rabbi Yossi Srili, Dam Rabbi Yossi Miyami Lo Amarti Dover V'Chazarti La'Chorai. That Rabbi Yossi said that I never said anything and I then had to turn around and see if the guy is there. To see if anyone is standing there. Meaning that the way I said it originally, that it's a test. It's a test to know whether what you're saying is Lashon Hara, is would you be comfortable saying this knowing that the other person is here? So you never had a situation where I said something and then they said, oh, he's right there. Don't say. If you're in that situation, then you know what you said probably should not have been said. That's one understanding of Rashi. The second understanding of Rashi is that I never regretted it. I never hesitated to own up to every word that I said. No one ever said, did you say this about me? If anyone ever said that, the answer would always be yes, because there was nothing to be embarrassed about. It was something that I was always able to acknowledge. That's the chazarti l'achari, not in the physical sense, that I never turned behind me, but I was never chozer on my original words. Now comes one of the most, probably the most famous statement in Shas about Lashon Hara, at least the most famous halachic statement, and the Chavetz Chaim spends a very big chunk of his book describing and discussing the details of this statement, so we'll spend a little bit of time in it. Amar Rabba Barav Huna Kol Milsa D'Misam Rabapi Tlasa Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha. Anything that's said in front of three people is not a problem of Lashon Hara. My Taima, what's the reason for that? I would think it's even worse if it was said in front of three people. You're publicizing it even more. Chavrcha Chavr Islay V'Chavr D'Chavrcha Chavr Islay. That people talk a lot, and once a certain number of people know, everyone's going to be talking, and everyone will find out about it. There's no way to keep it under wraps anyway, and therefore it's not not going to be considered Lashon Hara to go and share it. There was a song made a number of years ago, Chavricha de Chavri Islay, which made it sound like it was a positive thing. The Gemara says it in a very negative context, that people are going to share Lashon Hara, not the most positive, feel-good type of thing. The Chavetz Chaim spends a lot of time, as I mentioned, on this line, and he points out that there are at least four, perhaps five Shitos in Rishonim had to understand this line, plus further, and each Shita in Rishonim comes with a limitation of when this line applies, and then he has several other limitations to when this applies, this idea that if it was said in front of three people. And at the end of the day, if you read the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the conclusion you draw is, you can pretty much never use this heter. There's pretty much never a time where all Rishonim are going to be satisfied. First Shita is the Shita of Tosos, over here in Tezvavim, Bay's second to last Tosos, where Tosos writes that the whole heter of Ba'apei Tlasa, that it's not Lashon Hara, is not said about real Lashon Hara, about Lashon Hara Gemura. It's working off of what we just said a couple of lines ago, Ika Nura Beplanya. When the statement is something like Ika Nura Beplanya, where it could be taken to mean just Stam Agili Milsa Bialma, not anything bad, or it could be taken to mean something that has a negative connotation. So then, if it's said in front of three people, you don't have to you don't have to worry about it, because the assumption is that since you know when you're saying in front of three people that it's going to get back to the person about whom you're speaking, you're going to be much more careful about the way you say it. You're not going to say it b'derech gnus. You're going to say it with more of a positive or parav spin. It's not going to be with something that's derech gnos. Clearly from Tosos, it turns out that the Ba'apei Tosos does not apply to real Lashon Hara. It only applies to things that are said that could have been taken the wrong way had they been said with the wrong tone. So with all it's saying is you're allowed to say those things with the right tone in front of three people. The second opinion he quotes is Rashbam in Maseches Baba Basra. On Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph in Maseches Baba Basra, the Rashbam writes, Ba'apei Tosos is a matir to speak Lashon Hara in front of three people, but it's not really such a matir. It's not a matir to speak Lashon Hara in front of three people. Rather, what the Gemara means to say is that if a person violated the Aveira and spoke Lashon Hara about somebody else in front of three people, there's no Isser on one of those three to go and speak that Lashon Hara, go and tell the person about whom the Lashon Hara was spoken that it was spoken. Normally, it's Rechilus. If someone speaks Lashon Hara about Reuven, for you to run to Reuven and say, oh, you know what so-and-so said about you, that would be an Isser of Rechilus. But if it was said in front of three people, there's no Isser to go back to him and reveal it to him, because anyway it's going to be told to him, so it might as well be told to him in the most sensitive way that you can tell it to him, because it's going to get back to his ears anyhow. But certainly the first guy that actually said in front of three people obviously violated an Isser, says the Rashbam, definitely violated an Isser. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, according to the Rashbam, it's only mutter to tell it to the guy about whom it was spoken. It's usher to tell it to anybody else in the world, even though you think it's not a heter to go and spread Lashon Hara, it's only a heter to go tell it to the person about whom it was spoken. So that's another significant limitation. The Rambam Shita, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin Halacha Hey Paskins, that l'chadchila it's definitely also to speak Lashon Hara Rechilus even in front of three people, but if someone violated the Isser of Lashon Hara Rechilus in front of three, then there's no Isser on those who heard it to go and tell it derech mikre, to say it not in a vicious way, but to just mention it, since anyway it's going to be revealed anyway, people are going to find out about it. The Chavetz Chaim and Klal Beis and Ber Mayim Chaim Os Dalid wonders about the Rambam. What's that heter? Why is it okay to go tell it to other people just because it's going to be Osed Lehizgalos? People are going to find out about it. So why is that a heter for you to make people find out about it? Why is that a heter for you to be Mefarsim it? So he's Miyashev, that since the Isser of speaking Lashon Hara is said in the Torah in the Lashon of Lo Selech Rachil, and Rachil means someone who peddles shmua, he peddles words from one place to another place. So mela is, if it, anyway, it's going to be misparsim in uskala. So then it's not whether it be bederech het or bederech iser. So it's not called rechilus because you're not the one that's peddling it. It's being peddled anyway. But the Rambam then adds an important distinction. He says, however, it has to be that you're not trying to just spread the word, that you just happen to mention the derech mikra. But if you have kavana to go spread the word, word of derech genus about somebody else, that's always going to be aser. So the Chafetz Chaim points out the Rambam is only matir for one of the three original people who heard it. But if you heard it from one of the original three who said, yeah, it was said in front of three people, you're not allowed to believe him that it was said in front of three people. You're not allowed to then go and spread it to somebody else. You have to be one of the original three people. It has to be derech mikra, not with the intention to just spread gnos about somebody else. So that's another significant limitation, according to the Rambam, how to understand this line. Rabbeinu Yonah, fourth possibility of how to understand this line, Rabbeinu Yonah, Naliyos Rabbeinu Yonah, Meseches Babasra, and in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel Os Reish Chav Ches, writes that this heter of Ape Tlasa is only said about a person who it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara about anyway. Someone who it's mutter l'saper begnuso. For instance, someone who stole something from you. Or someone who violated an aveira b'mezid, where there's a mitzvah l'ganoso b'rabin. Where it's a mitzvah l'sanoso, the Gemara says in Meseches Psachim Daf Kof Yud Gimel. So in such a situation, the whole heter is only, it's a limitation on that heter. The heter to speak Lashon Hara about people about whom you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about is only if it was already said in front of three people, but if you are saying it in front of three people, but if you are not going to say it in front of three people, then you are not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, even about bad people that normally you are allowed to speak Lashon Hara about. Why? Because the whole idea is that when we say that it's mutter to be mesaper begnus of someone who does an aveira, it shouldn't look like stam you want to speak Lashon Hara about the guy. It should dafka look like you're trying to get the word back to him and embarrass him in such a way that he'll want to do tshuva and he'll want to stop doing what he's doing. So if you're going around whispering it, that's not going to help. You go around and say it to one person, that's not going to help. The only way it's going to help is if you say it in a very public way. It shouldn't look like Lashon Hara. It should look like a kind of tochacha, a kind of way to motivate him to do musr. Those are the four different pshat. And then there's Shittas Rashi. The Chafetz Chaim is not sure Rashi and Arsugya exactly what Rashi holds. Rashi may hold, he's not sure whether Rashi holds that the heter is in a situation that a person speaks Divrei Ganai al Atzmo about himself in front of three people, that in that situation those who hear it are allowed to tell it because obviously the person is not makbid. Maybe that's the heter. Or whether Rashi holds that if a person violated the Aveira and spoke Lashon Hara about someone else in front of three people, there's no Isra on one of those three to go and speak to other people, like the Rashbam said. So it's unclear whether Rashi is exactly like the Rashbam, or Rashi has a new limitation that it's only when the person spoke Lashon Hara about himself in front of three people that you're then allowed to spread it, because obviously the person is mochel. Apparently Lashon Hara is a misbeit on the chavero, it's a misbeit on the chavero, and if a person is mochel, so apparently within that understanding of Rashi, that would work, that a person is allowed to be mochel. Someone asked me yesterday, is a person allowed to speak Lashon Hara about themselves? So I tell a famous story of the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim was on a train and someone sat down next to him and started saying, oh, I heard the Chafetz Chaim is going to be in this town. He didn't realize that it was the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim said, he's not so great, no big deal, the Chafetz Chaim. And the guy smacked him in the face, how could you say that? And they got off the train and he realized that it was that he was sitting next to the Chafetz Chaim. He felt terrible. Chafetz Chaim says, you taught me a new halacha that I didn't know, that you're not even allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. So unclear whether that story is true lahalacha. It could be that you are allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. Unclear whether that story is true at all, but certainly unclear whether it's true lahalacha. Certainly from Shittas Rashi, the way the Chafetz Chaim understands Shittas Rashi, it sounds like of course one would be allowed to speak about himself, because the point is that if he's mochel, it's okay. He has the right to be mochel on it. But another limitation the Chafetz Chaim points out in the Sefer is that if a person speaks in front of three people that are Yirei Elokim, and people who are careful about Lashon Hara in general, so then you don't have the heter of Ape Tlasa, even though it was said in front of three people, because you don't have the chazaka of Chavrchad Chavrisle. Chavrchad Chavrisle is the assumption that most people like to talk, and most people like to spread gossip. But if you have people who you know are careful, or even if one of them is careful, you don't have the heter of Ape Tlasa. You need to have three people who are all not careful, and not big tzaddikim in Yirei Shemayim. And his raya is from a Mishnah Sanhedrin Chavtes Amar Aleph. The Bermayim Chaim Osid Beis Chavtes Chaim brings a raya from the Mishnah Sanhedrin Chavtes, where the Mishnah says that let's say you have a Beis Din that voted on a case, you know, Reuven versus Shimon, and they voted that Reuven is going to have to pay X amount of money, right? So the Mishnah there says that a Dayan is not allowed to come out of the Beis Din and tell Reuven, listen, I voted for you, but what could I do? My friends outvoted me. I was on your side, but it was the other judges that weren't on your side. It's their fault. So the Gemara says, Lo Selech Rachel Ba Mecha, that that's a violation of Lo Selech Rachel. So says the Chavetz Chaim, L'chor, that Mishnah, where it speaks about a Dayan that he's not allowed to spread the word, is even if it was a Din Torah of more than three judges. Sometimes he'd have to add a few judges to the Beis Din if there was a stalemate. They'd have to add another two or another. It could have been that there were seven judges on the Beis Din. And everyone, when they said their psak, said it in front of three people. So even though it was said Bapei Tlasa, still the Mishnah has a din that they're not allowed to go ahead and go outside of the court and tell people who voted which way. It's still a violation of Lo Selech Rachel, because there's an understood confidentiality, and you're dealing with members of the Sanhedrin who you can trust to keep things confidential. The application of this would be like boards of organizations, that when they discuss sensitive matters about policies or whatever else, that it's probably an issur of Rechilus to go and say who voted which way afterwards, because it's understood that there are going to be certain things that remain confidential that aren't going to be spread around to other people. Anyway, but that's another important limitation that the Chavetz Chaim has. And one final limitation, then we'll move on, is Chavetz Chaim writes in the name of many Rishonim that if the person who said it in front of three warned them, please don't tell this to anybody else, so then it's not, you don't have the Heter Vapei Tlasa. And if they go and tell it to other people, it is a blatant violation of Lashon Hara. However, he says he's not sure, what about the following case? Chavetz Chaim is not sure if the person speaking Lashon Hara warned those who he's speaking to not to tell anybody other than the person about whom he is speaking, not to tell the person about whom he is speaking, are you allowed to tell other people? Meaning he says, just don't tell him I said this about him. But he never said don't tell it to anybody. So are you then allowed to tell other people? Because the whole point is, when you tell other people, eventually it's going to get back to him. Or do you assume that, look, the instructions were not to tell this guy, so I could tell other people. Or do you assume, no, he said don't let it be known to this guy, don't tell it to this guy. If you're telling other people, that's the same thing as telling this guy, because then you know for sure it's going to get back to him. So he's not sure in that situation what the halacha would be. And with almost all these situations, Chavetz Chaim says, always good to be machmir for all the shitos over here. So never use this heter of apei tlasa. It never really applies. So says Gemara Vayter, Ki Yasra Avdini Yomar, Mai Dichsim Mivarech Rei B'Kol Gadol B'Boker Hashkem Klalo Tichal Shevlo. What does the pasuk mean when it says that if you loudly bless your friend and speak about all these good things that he does, that it's going to be considered like a curse to him? Kigon Demiklo Lushpize V'Tarchu Kamei Shapir. It's like a case where a guy goes to a host who really, you know, goes to great lengths to make him happy, to make his guest happy. And the next day you go out into the market and you go tell everybody, this host was unbelievable, you should know the tirchas that he did for me, everything that he took care of for me. And people are going to hear about it, and then they're going to be ma'anesim. What does it mean, ma'anesim? So Rashi has two pshatim. Number one, Alami shehu ashir va'azli va'ansile le'mamone. People are going to hear that he was so wealthy that he was able to go to host with such extravagance that they're going to know, that's where the money is, and they'll steal from him. So it's going to, the ganavim are going to find out about it. So lishna achrina is ansile shem sachsinin etzlo orchnat shem chal mamono, that people are going to say, I want to be put up at that person's house. They're going to knock on his door. They're always, so it's going to be in a never-ending stream of guests, and it's going to and it's going to really be a financial drain on him that everyone's going to find out about this. Again, nafkamina, sometimes you have people that want everyone to know about this. Rav Machlis, for instance, Yerushalayim, right? He wants 80 people at his Shabbos table. That's what he wants. That's what he spreads the word. He has articles written about him in the newspaper. Everyone should know that that's where you could always come for a Shabbos meal. So if a person's happy with it and that's what they want, so then sure, then it's absolutely fine. Or if you don't know, the person's not going to, it's not going to be shaykh for the person to get to that host's house. I was in Eretz Yisrael and Rav Shar was telling somebody how there was a guy in North North Woodmere, whose father's a butcher in Cleveland, and he got the special kind of South African meat just for me, because I'm from South Africa, when I stayed in the community for Shabbos, and he was telling all the Rebbeim in the Yeshiva, the Rebbeim in the Yeshiva have never been to North Woodmere, they're never going to be in North Woodmere. So it's not a problem that it's going to be a drain on that special kind of South African meat, or whatever it is, to have the hosting. Okay, Tani Rav Dimi, Achua de Rav Safra, Liolam Ali Safra Adam B'Tovaso Shal Chaverish, Mitok Tovaso Bali De Ra'aso. Person shouldn't speak too much good about somebody else, because when you speak good, ultimately it's going to come out to bad. Rashi explains that when you speak too much good about the person, so you're going to say, you're going to end up saying, yeah, he's so great, he has this milah, that milah, but you know what milah he doesn't have? He's got all the milahs except, and that's going to be Lashon Hara. Rashbam writes similarly that it's natural that when you're marba b'shvachav, you just get in the habit of speaking about another person, and ultimately you're going to say something negative. The Shita Mubetzes and Babasa writes in the name of the Shita Lonodalmi that a person who rove mass of his Musukanim, most of his deeds are good and are roi to be Meshabeach about, and it's then for sure it's okay. It's only about a person who has very few good deeds. So to be Marbe B'Shvachav of such a person, so ultimately you know you're heading in a direction where you keep talking about him, you're going to say something bad. But a person who's really Taka, a very good person, so then you're allowed to be marba b'shvachav. A lot of limitations on this halacha as well. A lot of the Rishonim say, really, you're allowed to be marba b'shvachav about in many situations. The Rambam writes, whenever you're mesaper b'tovus chaveru in front of his enemies, it's avak lashon hara, because they're going to be mesaper b'gnuso. They're not going to want to be makabalit. So it sounds like if it's in front of his friends, in front of people who are willing to hear good things about him, that would not be a problem. A person needs to use chachma with this kind of situation. You need to know who you are speaking to, what kind of attitude they have, how they are going to react to various positive things that you might say. The Marsha, however, in Bava Basra says that he thinks the only Isser is when the Divrei Shevach themselves have a little bit of Gnai in them. That's what it's awesome to tell. But things that are Divrei Shevach that have no remez of Gnai whatsoever, that's always going to be mutter to tell. That's what the Marsha writes in Maseches Bava Basra. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter. Yikad Amri Rav Dimi Achud de Rav Safra Cholash. Rav Dimi, the brother of Safra, got sick. All Rav Safra l'shilabes. Rav Safra went to see how he was doing. So Amru Tesli Dekami called Amr Rabbanan. So the Cholash said to his brother, he said, listen, you know, I've been so good. I've done everything the Rabbanan have ever said. So Amru Lai, Hamimi Kayamas, the Olam Ali Sarapara, the Metavasa Shachavir, Shemitok Tavasa Bali De Genuso. Yeah, have you fulfilled that which the Cham say, that you shouldn't speak too much good about another person, because then ultimately it's going to lead to people speaking bad about him? He says, I never heard that one. If I would have heard that one, I would have kept that. But I never heard such a thing. Saras comes as a result of seven different averos. For lashon hara, for murder, for swearing falsely or unnecessarily, for gilui arayus, for sexual immorality, for gaiva. Apparently, it's an avera to have gas saruch. It's not just bad midos; it's an actual avera for stealing and for stinginess. So, how do we know that saras comes from all these things? So, we can go through one by one. A lashon hara d'chsev. How do we know that it applies to lashon hara? Because the pasuk says, "Miloshni vaseser re'ehu oso atzmis," and atzmis is a reference to saras. Al shrichas dam d'chsev va'al yichras mibeis Yoav zavu mitzora. That because Yoav killed Avner, so from the base Yoav, there's always going to be mitzoraim. So you see, for shrichas dam, there's a punishment of saras. Val shua shav d'chsev ayom naman ho'al kach kikarim. Then naman says, "Swear," and then you could take this. And then it says that Naman gets tzaras. That Paro, the base Paro, which violated the Mitzrayim, was shtuf ezima. They were full of. Mitzrayim was shtuf ezima. This is when Paro took Sarah, so there was a threat, at least, of Gilui Arayos, even though it wasn't actual Gilui Arayos. So he got Negoim. So that Saras as a result of Gavalibo. So you see that for Gaiva, there was Saras. That when a person has Saras on his house, they empty out the contents of the house. That that he took in money that doesn't belong to him, meaning he stole. So the Kohen comes and spreads out his money for everybody to see. And for stinginess, because the Pasuk says, someone who thinks his house is only for him, that he never wants to use his home as a way to share with other people. So Fretta Gemara, is this really true that Saras is the punishment for these seven Averos? And therefore Saras is the kapara for these seven Averos, because punishments are meant to serve as a mechaper, not just as an onesh, but it serves to be mechaper person. Why is the parsha of Big Day Kuruna mentioned juxtaposed with the parsha of Kabanos? To tell you that just like Kabanos are mechaper, Big Day Kuruna are also mechaper. Now it's going to go through one by one what the Big Day Kuruna are mechaper for. And the Maisa Choshev, he's not sure whether Big Day Kuhuna are only mechaper b'shas l'vishasam, when the Kohen is wearing them, or just having the Big Day Kuhuna, just having them in existence, is mechaper even if the Kohen is not wearing them. Nafkamina, if someone does one of these averos and then he dies before the Kohen puts on Big Day Kuhuna, is the kapara tluya and the tali and the levisha, in which case he did not yet get his kapara, or is it just in having the Big Day Kuhuna, in which case he already did get his kapara? It's also seen the Gemara in Yuma, the Fine Beis and Beis, has a statement of Rav Chama Bar Chanina that darshans the pasuk that had it not been for Big Day Kuhuna, then there would be nothing left of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says because through the Big Day Kuhuna were makriv karbanos that are mechaper al Yisrael, which seems to emphasize that the main mechaper is not the begadim themselves, but it's the karbanos that the begadim allow. It's the karbanos that are really the mechaper. Very much against this Gemara, because this Gemara clearly emphasizes the kapara inherent in each of the begadim, as we're about to see. Last skinny line on Tazayin Amud Aleph. K'tones mechaperes al shvichas damin. D'chsev ha'it was a k'sonos b'dam. So that's mechaper for murder. Mechnasayim mechaper mal gilei arayis. D'chsev asla mechnasayvad lechasos basar erva. So the mechnasayim are mechaper for gilei arayis. Mitznefes mechaperes al gasei aruach. It's the mitznefes mechaper for arrogance. K'd Rabbi Chanina, dam Rabbi Chanina, yavo davar shabagova v'chaper al maisagova. The highest beged, the part that's the highest on his body, should be mechaper for maisagova, for him raising himself up above other people. Avnit mechaperes al hira alev. A hechadi say that avnit is mechaper for hira alev because it's put over the person's heart. Choshen mechaper al adinim. D'chsiv vasisa choshen mishpat. So the mishpat refers to din, so that's why it's mechaper on dinim. Eifon mechaper al avodazar. D'chsiv ein eifon v'terafim. So you see that eifon is a reference to avodazara. Mi'il mechaper al lashon hara. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu yavodover shebekol v'yichaper al maisa kol. The mi'il that had bells at the bottom is mechaper for lashon hara because it's something that makes noise, therefore it's mechaper for a person going around making noise. Tzitz mechaper al maisa azepanim. The tzitz is mechaper for people who are azpanim, who are no, what's the English word for azpanim? People who are chutzpedik, who have brazen. Yes. Ksiv hacha v'haya al meitzach haron, ksiv hasa al meitzach yishazon ha'ilach. So bottom line is we have a kasha, though, that we said that Lashon Hara Tzaras is mechaper for Lashon Hara. Now we're saying that it's the Big Day Kuhuna that are mechaper for Lashon Hara. Now there are many others that made both lists also, the Tzaras list and the Big Day Kuhuna list, but the Gemara seems to only be asking about Lashon Hara right now. So it's more lo kasha, hada hanu maisav, hada lo hanu maisav. That did it lead to fighting, or did it not lead to fighting? If it led to fighting and to machlokas, then you need negayim to be mechapri. Otherwise, the mi'il, the Big Day Kuhuna themselves, could just be mechaper if it didn't lead to any actual fights. Rashi raises the question, why don't we ask from Shvichas Damim, Gilei Arayos? We're also on both lists of the negayim and the Big Day Kuhuna being mechaper. So Rashi says, Tritz, tahad detani Big Day Kuhuna mechaperin, lava leidi dey, ala lach. He says, no, when we say the Big Day Kuhuna mechaper, it's not mechaper for the person who himself did the avera. It's mechaper for the other people that are caught in the crosshairs of that avera. That the whole world in some way suffers a little bit when someone commits murder or gilei arayos. But Lashon Hara, we don't find that anyone other than the speaker and the mekabel is punished for Lashon Hara. So Mela, the it's got, that's why it's dafka stira within Lashon Hara. So the Gemara has to answer difference between Ahanu Maisav and Lo Ahanu Maisav. Frakting Gemara of Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Shuban Levi, Shnei Dvarim Lo Matzino Lem Bekarbanos Kapara Bedavar Acher Matzino Lem Kapara. There are two things that we find that Karbanos don't have a Kapara for, but there are other avenues of Kapara, Shvichas Dam V'Lashon Hara. And those two things are Shvichas Dam V'Lashon Hara, Shvichas Dam in Begla Rufa, Shvichas Dam, there's no Kapara with a Karban, but Egla Rufa is Mechaper, V'Lashon Hara B'Ketores. And Lashon Hara, you could be Mechaper for with the Ketores. The Tanya, Rabbi Chanina, Lamadnu L'Ketores Shemechaperes, T'chsiv Yitinus L'Ketores V'Chaper Ala'am. It says Beferish in the Pasuk that the Ketores is Mechaper. V'Tar D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Alma Ketores Mechaperes. So it just says that it's a Mechaper. It doesn't say for what it is a Mechaper. So what's a Mechaper for? Alashon Hara. It's Mechaper for Lashon Hara. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Dover Shebechashoy, V'Chaper Al-Maisa Chashoy. Let the word, that which is brought quietly, be Mechaper for that which is said secretly. So bottom line is, Kasha Shvich Zama Shvich Zama, Kasha Lashon Hara Lashon Hara. We have a stira both in the on the issue of murder and on the issue of Lashon Hara. Why? On the issue of murder, we said previously, Big Day Kuhuna are Mechaper for other people other than the murderer. Egla Arufa is also Mechaper, again, for other people, not the murderer himself. How do I know that Egla Arufa is not Mechaper for the murderer? Rashi quotes the Gemara Masech Sotim and Vavim Beis, if you did the Egla Arufa and then you find the murderer, so he still needs to get killed. He still needs to stand trial for his indiscretion. So obviously it's not Mechaper for the murderer, it's Mechaper for other people. So that's the stira in the world of Shlichus Damim, that clearly we're not talking about being Mechaper for the murderer. We're talking about the kapara that the world needs because there was murder, and yet we have one source that tells us that the Big Day Kuna serves as that kapara, and another source that tells us that Egla Arufa serves that kapara. Isn't that a stira? And also Lashon Hara is a stira, because previously we said that the Big Day Kuna are mechaper for the guy who speaks Lashon Hara, and now we're being told that it's the Ketores that's mechaper for the guy who speaks Lashon Hara. So they're both a stira. Says Gemara, Shvichas Dam, Shvichas Dam lo kasha. The murder issue is not a kasha. Hadi Adia Man Katle, Hod Delo Yadia Mankatle. Depends if we know who the murderer was or not. So says Mar Diadia Mankatle Bar Katalu. Wait a second. If we know who the murderer was, he should get killed. And as long as we didn't take care of it and kill him, then no one else is going to get kapara. You can only get kapara for the fact that this fellow murdered when you take care of it, when you actually make him, justice is served. So says Gemara, b'mezid l'asur beino, the situation where justice can't be served because he never got hasra'a. He did it b'mezid, but he didn't get hasra'a. Therefore, when you need the Big Day Kuna to be mechaper in that situation, you know who did it, but you couldn't kill him, so you need the Big Day Kuna in that situation. Otherwise, if you don't know who did it, then the Egla is going to be mechaper, the Egla Rufa. So says Gemara, Lashon Hara lo kasha. The steer in Lashon Hara is also not a kasha. Habitzina habifarhesya. It depends whether it was done publicly or privately. When it was done bifarhesya, so then you need the meal to be mechaper. The whole point of the meal is that it makes noise as the coins walking around, it makes noise. By the way, that's where the minna comes from, that we have bells on the top of the crown on the top of Sefer Torah, is that it should make noise, just like the Kohen, it should make noise, people should know he's coming. The Sefer Torah also, that you have to stand for a Sefer Torah, so you have bells, so that people should realize that it's coming. It's a major shaila in Poskim, whether you're allowed to use them on Shabbos, that the bells make noise on Shabbos. Okay, discussion for a different time. Rav Harfinis has an interesting tshuva about it in Nishma Shabbos. Okay, Bayimine Rav Shmuel Bar Nadav, and for the Ketores was, the whole point was that it's chashay, was that it's quiet, being mechaper on Lashon Hara, that was said privately, that wasn't said in a public way. By Rav Shmuel Bar Nadav, me Rabbi Chanina. Va'amir Rav Shmuel Bar Nadav, chasaned Rabbi Chanina, me Rabbi Chanina. Interesting, Nadav as a name of an Amara, I don't know how many times we have that, so it changes it on the side. But va'amir lo me Rabbi Shmuel Ben Levi, manishtan mitzor resham retor b'dad yishay mechutz machna mershavau. Why is it that the Mitzora is exiled? He's got to sit all by himself. He has to live all by himself outside of the Machne. So who hivdil beinish liishto beinish lehu l'fich chacham retor b'dad yeshev? He doesn't play nicely with other people. He makes separation between man and his friend, man and his wife. So he has to be all alone. He has to experience loneliness. Amrabi, because there's nothing more lonely than when a person is can't get along with another person that they normally would like to get along with, their wife, their friend, or whatever. That's a very lonely feeling. So he has to experience that loneliness. Why is it that a Mitzorah Davka has to bring two birds for his Tara process? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hosa Maisa Patit Lefi Chacham Ratzori Yavi Karban Patit, that he is mefatpet, he chirps, so let him bring karbanos that chirp also, because he's running around chirping all day. So the Marshan Chiddush HaGadol asks a very simple question. Azav and Azava also bring two birds for their Tara. It's not so unusual that a Mitzorah brings two birds for his Tara. Zav and Azava has nothing to do with chirping or anything like that. It's just the fact that they became Tame. It's a normal thing that happens to a person. So the Gemara must be asking, says Marsha, why is it that by a Mitzorah, even though he has other karbanos, he has karbanos behema that he has to bring in his Tara process, why is it that on top of the normal karbanos, he has an additional chiyuv of shnei tziparim, one for shchita and one for shiluach? And it's an unusual process. It's not done by the mizbeach. One yeshecht and one he sends away. So that's what the Gemara says. He did maisa patit, so the Torah says, let him bring karban that chirps. And that's referring to the two birds, referred to what the Gemara we had yesterday, that mavas v'chayim biyad lashon, that life and death is in the hands of the tongue, meaning that when you speak, you can use speech. Dabai chayim belishnei and dabai misa belishnei. You want life, you can find that through speech, and you want death, you can find that through speech. That's why it's two birds. One of them is going to live, one of them is going to die. The one that's going to live represents the koach hadibur for the positive, and the one that's going to die represents the koach hadibur for the negative. That's what the shtei tziporim that we're talking about over here are about. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. So that's the end of Lashon Hara. We're done with all our Lashon Hara. So now says Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Losislos Achicha B'Vavecha. You should not hate somebody else in your heart, the Torah says. So Yachol Lo Yakenev Lo Yisterenu V'Lo Yikalkalenu. I think that only means that you can't hit him, you can't curse him, you can't do things like that, things that are blatant expressions of hatred. Tamalomar B'Vavecha. Sinesh B'Leva Kasa Medaber. That's why the Torah says, no, B'Vavecha, in your heart. So the Rambam understands very literally that if it once it's expressed, it's no longer a violation of the sisas achicha b'vavecha, because once it's expressed, it's no longer in your heart, it's now out there. So Rambam writes that the chor, it's a violation of many other things. If you curse him, it's a violation of the sakala. There are many other violations. It's onalas devarim, it's all sorts of other things, but lo sisas achicha b'vavecha is only when you keep it in your heart. The Ramban understands just the opposite. He says, no, the point is that the Gemara is trying to make is that even in your heart is an aver of losisna. The Gemara is saying, I might have thought that it's only an aver of losisna when it's expressed. No, kamash malan that bilvavecha, that even if it's not expressed, it's a violation of losisna. But certainly if it is expressed, it's also a violation of losisna. Minayin l'roa b'chaver davar maguna, shechayv lochicha. How do I know that if I see somebody doing something wrong, that I have a mitzvah of telchicha, that I have to tell him that he's doing wrong? Shem rochech tochiach. Hochicha v'lo kibel minayin shiach shavichanu. Good, so it's a pasuk rochech tochiach, but how do I know, even if he doesn't listen, that I have to give him tochcha again? Tamlam or tochiach mikol makom. That's why the pasuk says tochiach, that double lashon, that it's mikol makom in any situation. So the Rishonim in Maseches Bav Metzia, when Daf Lamed Aleph asks that the Gemara over there says that the word hocheach itself implies a chi of hochacha afilu mea pa'amim. So why does our Gemara need tochiach to tell me to do it even multiple times if he doesn't listen? The word hocheach itself, according to that Gemara, implies already mea pa'amim. So the Ramban, the Ran, and the Nemuka Yosef in Bav Metzia over there explain that the Gemara in Bav Metzia teaches us from the word hocheach that you need to be mochiachim for a variety of averos, even if he hasn't listened to the tocha of other averos. Meaning hocheach is telling me afilu mea pa'amim for 100 different averos. Tochiach is telling me for the same Avera. He didn't listen to you to the first time on this Avera. That's what our Gemara is coming to teach me. That you already were Mochiachim about this Avera and he hasn't listened. That you still have a Chiyuv of Tochicha a second time. Shidim Gubetz over there in the name of Gilian Tosos writes, Hochiach teaches us that you have to be Mochiach Avera Afilu Meir Pa'amim. The Drush over here teaches us that even if he wasn't Mekabel, meaning over there it could be that he was Mekabel. He was about to do an Avera, you stopped him. You're Mochiachim, you stopped him. Again, he's about to do it, you're Mochiachim, you stop him. That's the Gemara over there, that it works every time. Over here it's telling us, even if it didn't work, you still have to be mochiachim again. And the Rashash says, no, the word ochech doesn't really teach us 100 times. When the Gemara says that in Bav Metzia, it's relying on this drasha here, that it's really from tochiach. The Gemara is just quoting shorthand in Maseches Bav Metzia. That's how the Rashash understands. So anyway, Yachal Afilu Mishtan upon the second medium line on Tazayin and Beis, I might think that even if the guy's embarrassed, that you should continue to be mochiach him. Tam lomer l'sisa levchet. No, you don't want to go that far. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Ani im yesh tamei ani im yesh bedar zesh shemekabel tochacha. He says, I wonder if there's anyone in this generation that knows how to be mekabel tochacha. People just get defensive. They're overly sensitive. It very rarely has a positive effect on the listener. People don't know how to be mekabel tochacha because amar lo tol kisim ben enecha, amar lo tol kuram ben enecha. And the reason they don't know how to be mekabel it is because there are very few people who are on a madrega that they should be giving it. Because you're going to say, oh, take the thorn out from between my eyes. I'll tell you, take the giant beam of Averos out from between your eyes. Meaning, you can always point the finger in the other direction, and it turns out that the person giving the Musar needs his own Musar. Amr Blazar ben Azariah, to me, Hani im yesh bedor hazeh sheyodei lochiach. He says, I wonder if there's anyone in this generation who knows how to give tochicha. V'amr b'yochem enuri, meira ani alai shemayim va'aretz, shar b'pamim laka akiva al yadi. He says, there are many times that Rabbi Akiva suffered at my hands. Shisi kovel love of Rabbi Gamliel, because I used to give him musar all the time in front of Rabbi Gamliel. The kol shkein shel safti bo ahava, but he loved me more for it. Every time I gave him musar in front of Rabbi Gamliel, that bad things that he was doing, he would just love me more and more. What was Rabbi Akiva doing that he needed all this musar? I don't know. It's Rabbi Akiva. Very, very strange. The kaim ashnemar val tochach leitz penis neecha ocheach lechacham v'yahavecha, that you're mochiach lechacham and he will only love you. He's not gonna despise you for it. He'll appreciate the musar. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where someone says, you know, you take a ride to Tiferes Yerushalayim in a car on Erev Shabbos, and looks like, you know, for Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, and it looks like it's really after many people on the Kabbalah Shabbos, so it's really usher to take a ride. You shouldn't do that. So Rav Moshe writes a response to the person that wrote in that letter saying, I thank you so much for being mochiach me. I really appreciate it. You know, it's very rare to find people who are willing to be mochiach me, and I am mekabelit ba'ava. And then he says, but this is why I think it's really not a halachic problem, and he explains why it's not a halachic problem. But he says, but since you said it, and you think that people get the wrong impression, I'm mekabel, I'm not going to do it anymore, even though I think halachically it's okay. So that's a very rare, such a person is mekabel tocha in that kind of way. And it's very rare they have a person such an idiot that he's going to be a mochiach Rav Moshe Feinstein in that kind of way. Okay, well, that's not so rare. Boy minei Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon. Tocha l'shma v'anava shlo l'shma heminayu adifa. Tocha l'shma or anivus shlo l'shma. Meaning, I don't want to be mochiachim. Who am I to be mochiachim? But really, I don't want to be mochiachim because I don't want to start a fight. It's shlo l'shma. It's not because I'm trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So which is better? So I'm a lev lo modest anava l'shma adifa. Well, certainly anava l'shma is the best. If you're being an anava l'shma, that's obviously great. Amar anava gdol mikulam. Shlo l'shma nami adifa. So if anava l'shma is great, then anava shlo l'shma has to be great also. That anything that you're supposed to do l'shma, if you can't bring yourself to do l'shma, you should still do it shalol l'shma, so you'll achieve a level of l'shma eventually. So certainly, another shalol l'shma is better. So hechidami tochal l'shma v'anava shalol l'shma. What's an example of tochal l'shma and another shalol l'shma? Kiyadra avhuna v'chia barav have a yasi kamei de Shmuel. They were sitting in front of Shmuel. Amalei chia barav chazim mar de kametzarili. So he says, look, you're causing me tzaras. Kabel alei de sula metzarili. So he's mekabel, he's not going to cause him tzaras anymore. Basa denafa gamalei hachi v'hachi kavet. After he left, he said, oh yeah, this is what he did. I'm not saying in front of him, but you should know this is what I was being mochiachim about. So amalei amai lo amarta liba anpe. Why didn't you tell me that in front of his face so that he could be mekabel? Amalei chasli deluch savzari derav al yadoi. He said, I don't want him to get embarrassed on my hands. So it was just, he didn't want to start a fight. It wasn't because he was trying to do anything lishma. Ad heichon tochacha. How far should tochacha go? Rav amar ata kol, Shmuel amar klal, Rabbi Yochanan amar ad nezifa. Either to the point that the guy wants to hit you, that the guy wants to curse you, or that the guy wants to get angry at you for giving him tochacha. You have to push till that point. So three opinions to what point? Ketanai. This is also a machlokes tanai. Rav Lazar amar akar, Rabbi Shmuel amar klal, Ben Azai amar ad nezifa. Amar Nachman Yitzchak v'shlashan mikra echadarshu. They all dashim from the same pasuk. Vayichar avshol b'yehonasan v'yomelo ben nos hamardus. That Shol gets angry. Yonasan, when Yonasan is mochiachim, uksiva yital shol sachanas alav lakoso, Shol is ready to kill Yonasan, to hit Yonasan. So the man yamar adaka uksiva lakoso. So the one says adaka, you see that Yonasan gave him musar till he was ready to be makihim. Well, the man yamar klal uksiv levashtu cholu boshes servas imecha. He curses Yonasan. Well, the man yamar nezifa uksiv vayicharav Shol. You see that he gets angry at Yonasan. So you see all three in the pasuk by Shol. So frankly, one of the man yamar nezifa uksiva kol klala. If you hold that it's at nezifa, what do you do with the pasuk? pasuk. The pasuk also says that he was ready to be makim and mekalel them, that he pushed even further. That's different. Yonasan loved David so much, he was willing to push further in the tochacha than a normal person should push in tochacha. To what extent do we go to say that you shouldn't change a place where you stayed over? Meaning that you should always stay in the same places. Meaning, how bad does your experience have to be at a hotel to not stay there again? So Rav Amar Araka, if they're beating you every time you go there, you don't have to go back there again. Shmuel Amar, Achiv Shlo Kelev Acharav, if they throw out all your stuff, then you probably don't have to go. If they throw it all out of the house. Ba'aka di dekule amlo pligi. Now, if they're beating you, everyone agrees that you don't have to go back there. When they throw all your stuff out, you for sure don't have to go back there. Very difficult line to understand. Now the Gemara says, keep pligi ba'aka di debitu. What if they're hitting your wife? So one opinion says, well, they're not hitting you, so what difference does it make to you? So you can go back there, probably without your wife, but that you can go back there. And the other one says, no, it's going to cause machlokas. You're not going to get along very well with the guy if he's beating your wife. Why do you have to be so makbid to go back to the same place? Because achsanai is pogim, the people are going to say that someone who's mishana is achsanya, it's pogim the balabayas, and he himself is nifkam, because people are going to say that how difficult it must be that this person, you can't live together with him, he always gets into fights, he can't stay in the same place as somebody else. So it's not good for anybody. Okay, a little bit more about achsanya tomorrow, Bez Hashem. We'll pick up from Amar Rabbi Dov Amarav.